Oh, well, one half of the biggest story of the NFL offseason took the podium this afternoon, gentlemen. Mike Vrabel spoke to the media before OTAs, and the question of whether he would be asked in some way about the chaotic offseason brought about by an implied affair with an NFL insider, Diana Rossini, answered fairly quickly. I have to be honest, pretty proud of the crew that was out there. The only thing I will say is that too many people hedged their question.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Double barreled, triple barreled.
Yeah. Like, I love Greg Bedard. I think he's a great reporter. Now I'm pulling a Stephen A. Smith. He is one of the best reporters. But let me tell you something. You have to build him up before you bring him down. But I love Greg Bedard. But he asked a question about, do you believe that you're going to miss any more days this offseason? Great question. And then said, and part two, can you tell me about Caleb Loma? Stop!
Get a two-parter.
Because whenever you do a two-parter, the person can immediately go to the easiest one and spend so much time on that and just give you like little minuscule parts of the important question.
And look, I wouldn't want to ask those questions, but that's kind of a soft question. Do you anticipate missing more time? I mean, it's a good question, and it is really a question about that story.
Yeah.
But you don't say her name. You don't reference what it's about. We all kind of have to understand what it is you're talking about, which we all do. So it's kind of the softest way to ask that question.
It would have been kind of just one, hey, Diana Rossini, huh? That was the whole question.
Are you worried about what she might say, Diana Rossini? Have you talked to Diana Rossini? I mean, those are more pointed, directed questions.
See, now that is a question that if somebody asked that, would just get a golden microphone to every press conference.
Yeah, you're right.
That is one that's
shocking.
And listen, I never have any problem asking a lot of questions. As you know, I apparently am a real rabble rouser in the Red Sox clubhouse, according to Rob Bradford. But like even that one is just like, oh my God.
That's
like,
inappropriate. Mike, have you had conversations with Diana Rossini, since this story came out? Is that an appropriate question?
Oh boy.
Is it a relevant question?
I mean, it's fair. I think it's fair.
I think it's fair because it involves an NFL insider and it's fair. It's fair.
What would he say? He would say, I'm not getting into specifics on that or we're keeping that, you know, with my team, or I don't know how he would answer that. I was surprised.
No, I'm just here to play football, or, you know, I'm here to coach today, and we got things. I don't even think he would have done that. I think he did a pretty good job, at least.
He got a little snarky there.
He did get a little snarky. And you know what else he had?
Just a little.
He also had a little bit of the mumble mouth nervousness. Mm-hmm. So he would start answering a question, and then the last 80% of it would just be word salad.
Was it nervousness? Or I kind of thought, you remember when he coached against Belichick in the 2020 playoff game and he had that rule where he utilized where they took offsides intentionally and ground the clock out?
It was one of the best out coachings I've ever seen.
I feel like this was the verbal equivalent where he had it in mind that he's just going to tire you out. He's just going to come to the podium and whatever Rossini-related question, that's a 2-minute answer, and I'm going off on a tangent.
Yeah,
that was
a little filibuster.
And I forgot by the end of them what the question was. Mm-hmm. I'm like, wait, did they ask about Rossini?
So here's what we're going to do here is let's play some of these answers, questions and answers that Mike Vrabel had at his press conference today. And we'll start with the Rossini-related ones. And at any moment, gentlemen, if you feel like you need to pull the word salad parachute, because he does start off by answering the question and then just starts, it's like the Fred Flintstone, his feet just like move and they go, if you feel like you're done and you don't need to hear anything else, just tell Stiz and he will pull the parachute, okay?
I'll hit the challenge flag, tap my head.
Yeah, right.
ABS.
Hit the Ranger Suarez, bad challenge. And we'll do that. All right. So, which one we start with, Stiz?
How about we start it right where it began? Mike Giardi, our guy Mike Giardi, stepped up there and he asked the first one.
Last time we talked to you, you apologized for the distraction.
Sure.
And you talked about the team being one of the things you were apologizing to. How do you feel like you've been able to mitigate, if not completely erase, that distraction?
Well, I mean, again, with that. You know, we all have to deal with things, outside of here. And my focus and obviously the excitement that I have for coaching is what is most important right now. And this is a great opportunity. The spring, we don't have to worry about opponents. We don't have to worry about, our schedule is pretty much the same. The players just has a routine and each and every day in the spring is similar. But it's just about teaching. It's about teaching these guys the scheme. We talked about having some enhancements offensively and defensively and special teams or stuff that we did well. You know, but
ding, 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 ding.
Did he mention the enhanced games?
What
is happening?
What are you doing?
That is brilliant.
That was the Vrabel way. This entire press conference is start off somewhat answering the question and then just bore him to death. With nothing.
We're teaching him. We're what? We're enhancing him?
We're enhancing them. We're excited to be coaching football. So he dodged questions
all
day.
What was the question again?
Which was depth.
Because the time is done, you forget what the question
was.
That's what I'm saying.
This was a great PR strategy.
All I know is it was asked by an impossibly tan Mike Giardi. He was looking like he has been spending some time out there at the beach. Good old Mike Giardi.
I got to just tell you this. My overall thought of this press conference was it's not the same Mike. People want to say it's the same Mike, same energy. That was not the same energy.
In what way?
He wasn't as gregarious. I don't think he was as boisterous. I don't think he was as confident as he was this time last year. I mean, the energy that he brought to every press conference last year when he was just hired was off the charts. This year, it was a little bit more muted. I mean, it's not like just wow, totally noticeably, but it was a tick down from what it's been, and so I credit that to what's going on in the offseason. So it's not going to be the same Mike Vrabel that we've been seeing. He was the story last year, with his energy and the way he brought it.
More so even the Drake. It was Vrabel impact, no doubt.
Yeah. No doubt. And that will not be as much of a storyline, that his energy, the way he kind of talks in these press conferences, because he's not going to have that light he had is a little bit dimmer this year. Not hugely, not totally substantially, but it's enough that I noticed it.
I don't think that it's going to come back until he starts winning games. Because if he's losing games, he still has that fear. Does everybody think this is because of what I did in the offseason or what the big story was in the offseason? But if he starts winning, he can get a little bit of that swagger back, and he can be, let's talk about football. Because I got a team that right now is on the road to hopefully duplicating what we did last year and making it to the Super Bowl.
Did you find it interesting? He really was hesitant to ever really mention Jen by name.
Well, shall we get to the next question, Stiz? I want to give this person credit who asked it. I actually don't know who it was, but let's let this one roll, shall we?
When we spoke to you last, you were talking about the balance of family and football. Just how would you describe how that process has been going?
Oh, really good. I think that's, again, I appreciate my family is great. I love Jen. I love the boys. I love my personal friends. And then, this spring is focused on really the coaching staff, the players, more importantly than the coaching staff. But I just, seeing the coaches in the second year, how smooth the conversations are, hey, we love this play. How do we make it better? And then these
ding,
guys,
ding, 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 ding,
delay of game. Delay of game. Throw the flag.
I'm telling you, it's like all of his answers the same way. You get 20 seconds of, oh, that's interesting, and then word salad, word salad, word salad, word salad.
Wow. Wow. Wow, he took a right turn.
Well, he goes 90 seconds beyond that. Like, that is a two-minute answer to that one.
Yeah, that is.
It is the filibuster offense in full effect.
That's Bill Belichick talking about punters.
That's Bill Belichick 101 right there, man. And yep. Man, it worked, and it just lulls you to sleep. But
he got a Jen mention in there.
I love the boys.
That's big.
He never really mentions her by name. And so it makes it more personal, and I think that was smart of Mike to do that.
I think so, too. And I think that of all the questions that were asked, unfortunately, this is the one way. Could you put the Bedard one on there? This is the one where Bedard hedges his question, which I wish he didn't. But the answer is the most interesting out of all the ones that were asked. Do you have that one, Stiz? I don't mean to jump around.
No. I got it. I think we may have clipped off the hedging part, but yes, we got it.
Okay, the loan part. Well, good. That because you're a good producer, because it was nonsense, that it should not have been in there. So I appreciate that, Stiz. All right, let's let it roll.
Do you anticipate having to miss football activities again for the rest of the spring? Like that?
I mean, I can only tell you I'm going to be there today, Ben. I can't tell you anything other than I'm going to be out there today in full force. And I mean that because, Who knows what's going to come up? I'm not even, anything could happen. And so I'm going to focus on today. But in the excitement that we've had and that we've built, so far. And the conditioning that we've tried to incorporate into our practices and the weightlifting and all the things that are critical.
Conditioning, weightlifting. What does that have to do with you missing time?
First of all, that is not the Bedard one. Bedard asked about missing day three, you know, because he had to go to counseling, and that was the Loma one. But that is that answer out of all of the answers I thought was the most interesting.
Yeah.
Because he's not guaranteeing. He could have gone up there and just said, oh, yeah, there's going to be no distractions. Yeah, I'm ready to concentrate on football. We're dialed in. He did not say that.
How could you with any real confidence? I mean, hell, you don't know what's out there.
Yep.
You don't know who's got a picture that could leak to the press tomorrow. You never know.
You remember when Ray Lewis got introduced and they would have those big lights and fog machines that he would come through and do the dance or whatever?
Yes.
They should do that at the Vrabel presser after he get the first 10 seconds of the answer and then just throw the fog machine up and it just...
Or Sandman back in the Showtime with the Apollo, which is like sweep him off the stage.
Get the gong out and the hook.
Yeah, the gong.
Get Mike Reese with the gong.
Stay on target.
Yeah, stay on target. But yeah, but I did think that was interesting because even he seems to know. I got no idea what Diana Rossini or anyone else, what shoe could drop, because we still don't know whether she's going to hold out. I think one of the things Florio did say, I mean, Florio said a lot of stuff on our show, but one thing that was said that I did find to be probably the most realistic is that if she truly wants to make the biggest splash on her return, she's going to save her interview or save her tell-all, if she does one, until the first week of the NFL season when, you know, the excitement for everything is at a fever pitch. So...
She would be looked at as, woof, like she's looked at one way now. That if she did something like that, that would kill, I think, her reputation.
I don't know because Ted, I agree with you. It's not a good look on the surface. But if she came out and just said that I made mistakes, I made big mistakes, and I want my children to know that you can make mistakes and you can still become a better person on the other side.
Okay, all right.
Like if you said that,
all right.
Like, I think that she could save some face. You know, that's the one way.
Not going to get her job back.
No, but she could get a job in broadcasting. She could definitely be on like a sports podcast. She could work for, you know, maybe even one of the networks, possibly, you know, like Fox Sports or something like that. Do you think?
Oh, Fox Sports. That's the Greg Olson station. You know, that's the Emmy winner.
Sure. Get her on the sideline.
They're respectable.
You have an embarrassing kind of event like this. It's you got to crawl through a lot of just guck.
You got
to
eat it.
You got to eat it, man.
Yep.
And are you willing to eat it to get back to, I mean, it takes a long time. You can do it, but you got to eat it for a long time.
And I think the biggest problem is not that this guy, Tony Farmer, Ted and I see him popping up. He's just some dude, but he's like out to get Vrabel. And
there's Tony Farmer? What are you talking about?
He's a nobody.
You don't know Tony Farmer?
I have no idea.
He's the San Francisco Giants, 49ers fan. He's just
insufferable.
He's just a guy on the internet?
Yeah, he's just a guy on the internet. But he had one good point, and I think that is that ESPN and all the people there are nervous because they benefited from Rossini secondhand, getting all this information that she must have gotten, even if it's small stuff, for all these years from Vrabel. So everybody in the mainstream media, the Jaylen Brown mainstream media, has got to be a little bit on edge, or maybe just ESPN, that for all those years they benefited from this method of attaining it.
See, I look at the other side of it. I say that they're elated because they got Schefter, and Schefter's now their guy, and he's the man.
Well, yeah, of course. But
you know, it's like that's one competitor gone.
But he don't think he's embarrassed by that, or you know, nervous about how that's perceived in the business?
I don't
think. No.
She wouldn't have given him any, hey, Adam, you know, I heard this. Can you check on this? You know?
I don't know.
You know what it is? I just don't think people, honestly, ethics... Do they even teach it in school anymore?
No.
Does anybody care?
Only at Syracuse.
Yeah. Is that?
Well, I gotta tell you.
But hey, but Rich, this guy Tony
Farmer, shot to the heart.
He's using this scandal to make a name for himself, and he just keeps putting stuff out there on Twitter all the time,
he's the Pablo Torre.
He's the Pablo Torre of this story.
Yeah.
And he wants to talk about who spent the $2,000 on the hotel. Who cares, though? Dude, no one cares. And he's trying to, like, you know, try and gotcha at every point with the decisions and the reporting. And he's just making this story his kind of coming out party.
I don't know. I don't think you guys understand how much I feel like I'm on a different planet, that you guys are totally into this guy, and I've literally never heard of them.
Are you not on Twitter?
It's just I don't do social media.
Oh, he's all over Twitter.
Is he? Okay, that's probably why I've missed it.
That's where you see him.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I'll check my Twitter DMs during the break, and I'll let you know what kind of stuff I've been missing out on lately. All right, we got some more variable stuff. He does address Christian Gonzalez, who was not there. And obviously, Ted, you had a very strong opinion on what you would do if you were Christian Gonzalez, a man who could set the market, should set the market as far as what a corner is going to be able to make. But we will get to all of that and more Vrabel stuff. There's actually a couple of more Rossini-related questions that we will air for you right after this.